Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 83 NDU APT. Today, on 19th of October, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our ATA channel, where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIEPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin with Part A. Listen to a series of short conversations to answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
How soon will you be leaving?
I'm on my way now.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
Was Steve able to get into the house?
I left the door unlocked for him.
What does the woman assume Steve did? Number 3.
The dinner special is roast turkey with mashed potatoes and gravy, and apple pie for dessert.
That doesn't sound good to me.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Could you help me with my physics homework tonight? I'm really having trouble with it.
Sorry, I'm busy tonight.
What does the man imply? Number 5.
What did you think of Professor Martin's lecture on the migratory habits of whales?
I couldn't keep my eyes open.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
Have this month's bills been paid, or is that something we need to take care of now?
I paid the phone and electricity, but not the credit cards.
What does the man mean? Number 7.
Will you be able to get back from running all your errands by 4 o'clock?
I'll be back as quickly as I can.
What does the woman say that she'll do? Number 8.
Have you seen Tim? I really need to talk with him about the phone bill.
Well, he was here just a minute ago.
What does the woman say about Tim? Number 9.
There's a car parked in my spot, even though the sign says that this space is reserved.
I guess we'll have to park somewhere else.
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
Do we have enough food for all the guests who are attending the reception this evening?
The refrigerator's about to burst.
What does the man mean?
Part B. Listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an art history class. All right, so last week we started talking about the painters and sculptors who were part of the art movement called Dada. But I don't want you to think the ideas we introduced last time were limited to painting, that sort of thing. So today, I want to move beyond the visual arts and talk a bit about Dada in the performing arts, in theater. But let's start by reviewing what Dada is, okay? As you'll recall, Dada began in Switzerland in the city of Zurich in 1916. The art in it were reacting against traditional notions of beauty, of reason, of progress, which had been the standards of Western thought since the 18th century. They looked around and, well, I mean, the First World War was raging, so they didn't see much beauty, reason, or progress in the world. Instead, they saw a world that was chaotic, random, a world that didn't make sense. And if that's the way the world was, well, they wanted their art to reflect that. So, let's review a couple of key ideas that were the backbone of Dada art. First, the Dada completely reject the classical idea of art. Classical ideas like proportion, balance, all the things you think about when you think about great art. Great art involved the reason, the logic, the beauty that the Dadaists wanted to overthrow. So, to adapt classical artwork was a reflection of outdated thinking. That's why Dadaists created sculptures like the ones we saw last week. Remember the stool with the bicycle wheel mounted on top? I wouldn't exactly call that beautiful, would you? But of course it wasn't meant to be. That was the point. Okay, that idea we talked about was the embracing of randomness, right? If life is random, said the Dadaists, why would we make art that has order and logic? And so we have that collage we looked at, where the artist took different, you know, cut-out squares of colored paper, threw them onto the canvas, and wherever they landed, that was the work. Another favorite of the Dadaists was something called chance poetry. A chance poet would pull words out of a hat, and that would be, well, that would make up the poem. And this idea of chance and randomness was a key element of Dadaism, because the whole world seemed so random to them. So now, let's take a look at how Dadaist ideas were presented to audiences in highly unconventional, well, I'm not even sure how to categorize these theatrical events. I suppose you just have to call them shows. These shows started in Zurich in a place called the Cabaret Voltaire. The rejection of classical Western art. Well, you see this in the nature of what took place at the Cabaret Voltaire. They didn't put on plays or operas there. What they did was throw out all conventions. They mixed everything and anything together. It might start with somebody reading a poem, then somebody else, followed by a display of paintings, followed by somebody else chanting, followed by somebody else banging on a big drum, and someone dressed in a robot costume, jumping up and down. So it's not like a play. There's no real plot development here like you'd find in a traditional theatrical performance. The performers at the Cabaret Voltaire would also get the audience involved, which was extremely unusual. Think about a traditional play. The action's self-contained. The actors act as if there's no one watching, right? It's like a world unto itself. Well, at the Cabaret, audience members could get up on stage and dance or chant or shout and sing from their seats. And every night would be different, because there would be a different audience and a different set of acts and displays. So, all this could get pretty chaotic. No barriers between the performers and the audience, and no barriers between kinds of art. Think about it. Poetry, paintings, music, dance, all on the same stage, and often at the same time. This is what the Dadaists had in mind when they set out to make art that reflected their own idea of reality. It didn't make sense.
This is the end of the recording.